Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. This is Ademius with La Prensa Texas newspaper, making history, the first recorded live on-air radio with Mr. Simbeck, Mauricio Simbeck, out of California. Is that correct?
That is correct, Ademius. We're based in San Francisco, but now we are growing. We have presence now in L.A. and in Houston, Texas as well. Houston is our newest market, and we're very excited to be opening retail stores in the Houston area.
That's a really huge accomplishment, because I know I'm from Houston, and Houston is a very competitive market. And with what you guys are doing, it's phenomenal. Yeah, there's a lot to offer for the Latino community. I mean, for anybody in general, but more importantly, more so that the Latino community can have access to these resources. Now, for my understanding, you created a retail business, so that way also the listeners know what it is that you've created, what you've done. You started a retail chain that's called Milagros de Mexico, right?
That is correct, Ademius. We created this retail chain called Milagros in Mexico 12 years ago in San Francisco. We opened our first location there 12 years ago. Then we grew to 5 stores in the Bay Area. Oakland, Redwood City, San Mateo, Hayward, San Jose. These are small cities in the area. And then because of the need of help the Latino community here in the U.S., we have been able to grow into other markets. We opened new stores in L.A. and also Houston. We have, as I mentioned earlier, we have 2 stores here. I'm here right now in Houston, and we opened them this year. So they're brand new. They've been really well received by the community. We bring health, educate our customers, offer them a beautiful shopping experience, with dignity. We have great products from Mexico and also Central America as well. Of course, we have products from the U.S. as well. But we're all about bringing health and wellness to the Latino population. So we're really excited about our mission in Houston. And of course, we'd love to open stores in other cities. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin. So this is just the beginning. So we're really excited.
That's really, really awesome that you guys are doing this for the Latino community. Now, I know you mentioned health and wellness products. Now, just so that the audience knows, that a lot of people out there that don't really have a full understanding, health and wellness products are, you know, pertain to dietary supplements and vitamins and nutrient minerals and whatnot. Am I correct?
That is correct. So vitamins, supplements. We have a lot of products for stress, for example. A lot of our people, they're really stressed out. It's an economy. We have great supplements for stress. We have a lot of teas that also help with stress and for sleep well. We have a lot of fibers for digestive health. It's also one of our largest categories. We have supplements for people who have pain. So a lot of our customers are working in construction. Meaning they are in gardening, and pain is also one of our largest categories. So we have vitamin supplements and pain, stress, sleep, digestive health. We have products for people who have diabetes, great herbs that help people regulate their sugar level in their blood. So it's all about bringing that health and wellness to our people.
That's pretty awesome. Now, your stores in Milagros de Mexico, they also, I believe, 2 of them offer medical services. Is that correct? With physician and urgent care services? Is that right?
That is correct. That's a sister company. It's called Milagros Medical. And we have those clinics in California. And those are, it's primary care and urgent care. So a lot of our patients do not have insurance. It's an underserved population. Walk into a doctor's medical.
Yes.
They can get a provider in their language. They speak Spanish. We do a medical consultation. We also can dispense prescriptions, and we also have lab services. So we draw what's called specimens. We can draw blood, urine samples. So it's a full medical, it's a full health medical destination for Latinos. The plan that the minister said will introduce Milagros Medical here in Houston in the very short term.
Wow. That is impressive. That says a lot for to be offering something like that to the community, especially, you know, for the community, for a good percentage of the population that in the Latino community that don't have insurance. That is, I can't stress it enough. I'm gonna use the same word over and over. It's pretty awesome. It's just,
yeah. It's also a very different healthcare system in the U.S. It's very complex. Mm-hmm. A lot of our speak the language. It's a different culture. As you mentioned, a lot of them do not have insurance, and they're here, and they don't know where to go. So what Milagros is offering is a trusted source for this Latino community, and now in several states. We can do the preventive problem, which is the vitamins and supplements, but also we can help them cure a medical ailment. So if you have something that is more complex, you have a medical arm that can treat our patients. So it's really the best of both worlds, and our mission to bring health to Latinos here in the U.S.
That is fantastic. I love it. I love how you're reaching out in these other aspects that a lot of these corporate companies won't even touch. Now, growing up, I've seen a lot of this where a lot of Latino families had, you know, they just pretty much sucked it up, if you will. And I'm going to use that term loosely. You know, they just, if they were in pain, they just, you know, went about their day. Then, oh, I don't have insurance. I don't have the money to go to the doctor, et cetera, et cetera. You know, thus increasing, you know, more problems to their body. And it just gets worse and so on and so on. But what you guys are doing with Milagros de Mexico and all these other little variables here with medical and, you know, the urgent care and the dietary supplements to help them and, you know, with chronic pain or fatigue or, you know, just anything in general, just to help their overall well-being of the human body and their mindset. It is just phenomenal. You guys are doing something very terrific. And I would love to see something like that here in San Antonio. I think with San Antonio being, you know, Hispanic population here, the majority, I think it would greatly, they could greatly benefit the use of Milagros de Mexico here también, you know?
Absolutely. And then, as I mentioned earlier, this is just the beginning for us. We came to Texas 11 months ago, so we're new to Texas. Our mission is to bring wellness and medical services to the whole state. We launched our first locations in Houston because it's the largest city when it comes to the Latinos, but San Antonio is next, and Dallas, forward to this next, then as well as Austin. So we see a huge potential for the whole state. So San Antonio, here we come very soon. You're going to see us there very, very soon.
What? I think a lot of people that are going to see this on the website itself, once we put this recording, this live recording, a lot of the client base, when they see it, you know, that who read the La Prensa Texas newspaper, which is a great majority of the Latino community, I think they're gonna be ecstatic about it. I am, and I've read about, you know, what you guys done. I've seen it, and it's well rounded. And not to mention also, there's another thing I wanted to mention, the part about the money as well. Let's talk about that one a little bit. That one caught my attention.
Yeah, I wanted to end before I talked about Milagros money on e-commerce. You're right. The great thing is that your audience will be able to go to milagrosdemexico.com. Again, milagrosdemexico.com. We ship across the whole country, and we have customers who are buying our products from New York, Washington, Miami. As you know, the Latino population now, we're everywhere. We are really everywhere. So your customers or your audience in San Antonio can go to milagrosdemexico.com. They can place your order. It's a secure site. We ship immediately, so they will get the product very, very quickly in 2 days max. We, in fact, offer free shipping. So for customers who want to try us out at e-commerce, they should do it. Again, it's free shipping, so it's a great deal. Now, talking about El Milagros money. We are building trust, so it allows us to offer other services that our customers need. One of them, as you know, is sending money to their countries of origin, whether or where they have family, whether it's Mexico or Central America or South America. So we just launched Milagros Money Services this year in our retail stores, and it's having a lot of success. So we're happy to offer Milagros Money at very good rates, very competitive, and again, it's all about building trust. As you know, for migrants, the path to getting to the U.S. can be very stressful, and oftentimes migrants are abused in the journey. So at Milagros, our number one message is building trust, especially when it comes to your health. But the great news is that we can expand that trust in health to other services, and we will expand them in due time. But Milagros Money is definitely something that makes us very proud, and it's very exciting.
That's what you're touching down here with this company, this organization that you have. It's touching down on a wide variety of different angles for the community, and it's impressive to see how one hand fits into the other to help, you know, the people out. And I think it's really fantastic, and you guys are doing a fantastic job. Now, before I go on any further, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. This is Ademius. We are live right now with La Prensa Texas newspaper, making history. For La Prensa Texas newspaper, we have with us right now Mauricio Simbeck out of California. He is the co-founder, am I correct, and CEO of Milagros de Mexico, right?
That is correct.
And for those of you that are just now tuning in, Milagros de Mexico is it's a retail chain that's centered on health and wellness products for the Latino community. And there's a wide variety of different variables to look at when it comes to Milagros de Mexico and what they have to offer and how you can utilize them very effectively. And again, it's a really awesome, in the simplest of it, commodity that's being utilized for the Latino community. And it's, I can't express it anymore. A lot of people are going to benefit from this. As you can already tell, this is your sixth location already, right?
This is our eighth location.
Eighth location. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen, that's eighth location. And we did,
plus our retail clinics at the DMUs, and you will see us grow significantly with more locations here in Texas. And so we're grateful for La Prensa Texas to be expanding our mission. By you mentioning us, we're grateful that we can reach more people who need access to health, to affordable health, in their language, people who understand their culture.
That,
so very, very excited that we will go from eight locations very, very soon to double that in the next few months.
Those are awesome numbers. Those are really, really awesome. Now, with La Prensa Texas newspaper, I don't know if you got some of the history on it. It's been around since 1913, and it's seen its share of turmoil with the people, with the Hispanic population, the Latino community, if you will. And it's a paper for the community. Now, right now in its current moment, La Prensa Texas newspaper distributes about 15,000 copies per week. So it's about maybe a little over 60,000 copies a month, you know, give or take a few, or actually give a few. And it's a bilingual newspaper, and it does reach a I must be hungry or something. Anyway, it is a very large newspaper that centers around the community, the Latino community. And it's whenever the community has an issue with something, or there's like something tragic that's happening, like just not too long ago when, you know, the grid was down for San Antonio, Texas because of the snow, a lot of the people in the community reached out to La Prensa Texas newspaper for help and guidance on what to do. And La Prensa Texas newspaper stepped in to make those necessary changes and to find solutions to those problems. So we are all about the community, about the people, and we do everything we can Now with Milagros de Mexico, you can guarantee that we will be mentioning you guys quite often within our paper, and we hope to see more involvement with Milagros de Mexico with the community as well. I know from my understanding, there are several, I wanted to touch base with you on some things about, there's a lot of high school students that are looking into getting involved with the Latino community and helping them to, you know, get out of the areas where they're at and help them to pursue their dreams and goals through education. Now, I have a quick question for you. What do you see? Do you see any type of impact Milagros de Mexico doing with when it comes to education and students or at the university level?
Absolutely. Well, first I want to commend you for the reach that La Prensa Texas newspaper has. It's pretty impressive that you guys are through more than 50,000 in newspapers per week. I mean, that you are definitely making an impact. And thank you for helping us reach our audience. Education is critical for us. We do videos. We educate our staff. We do healthcare. So education is part of our DNA. And we would love to go and talk to students, whether they're in high school, whether they're in college, of the importance of being and staying healthy. Healthy. If you don't have help, then you have nothing.
Exactly.
You cannot work, you cannot make money, you cannot save money, you cannot have strength, you cannot have representation. So we wanted to teach our young Latino, everyone, you don't have to be Latinos, but we wanted to teach the new generation of the importance of being healthy, of exercising, eating well, sleeping well, hydration, of course, maybe some supplements if they need it. Typically at a young age, you don't need them as much. But we would love to help and be involved with students at the high school, at college levels. So the answer is a resounding yes.
That's I love it. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the members of the community are going to love to hear that as well, because some of the things, you know, that I've seen, like me, I grew up, you know, in bad areas. You know, I'm from Houston, and I've lived, you know, as a child, I've lived in a wide variety of different places, and I grew up in some pretty tough areas, and I've had a really rough upbringing, but I can honestly say that I've used a lot of that as motivational tools to propel myself forward and to keep fighting, to keep going towards my education, and one of the things I'm actually pursuing is a PhD in communications and journalism, and so where I came from, I would like to let others know as well, you know, when I talk to people that, hey, you know, this is where I came from. So you're not alone in this. I know where you're coming from. I know what it's like. I can do it. I've gotten this far. You can do it too. There is help out there and there are resources. And I think with what you're doing, you guys are definitely on the right track with providing those resources to the community and to the younger generation as well. And letting the younger generation know that, hey, you know, We're thinking about you. You're not alone. You know, we've got all these things for you as well. We're looking after our people. And it's not just our people. It's for everybody in general. But, you know, we don't want them to feel like they're neglected or even the older generation. You know, we want them to know that, hey, we are still here for you.
Absolutely. We're here for our young people, for the students. Touching the value of education and firm believers in that. I commend you for trying to pursue your PhD. I personally also have a postgraduate degree. I have my MBA. I value education, and we want to be someone like you, examples for all these young Latinos, for them to pursue higher education. Because I know that if you have pursued education, then your income potential is significant. Hired. So I commend you, and then we'll do anything within our resources to help those students as well.
That's awesome. That's like I said, a lot of people are going to be really stoked to hear this and not just to read it. And one of the biggest reasons why we're choosing to add audio also to the website is to be able to cater to those individuals who just don't have the time to sit there and read. you know, maybe they have a busy lifestyle and they can listen to it, or, you know, for the older generation whose eyesight is not, you know, like what it used to be, so they can at least listen to it, you know. And so we're going to have the audio, we're going to have the article, it's going to be in print, it's going to be on the website. So a lot of this information they'll be able to access, they'll be able to see what's going on, who you are, what you're doing, what your plan is. And now I want to get to this question. Okay, a lot of people, what we see, a lot of successes out there, is a lot of people who have done really great things and they're doing awesome now and they're talking about the future. But Mr. Simbeck, what I want to know, and I'm pretty sure the people would be very interested in as well, is what led you to this point to get all this started? What was the turning point in your life that, you know, where you stopped and thought to yourself, you know what, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna make a difference? What were those factors?
It's very simple. I think it's the reason why I launched Milagros is to help our people. I saw our Latinos eating really bad, eating a lot of fast food and gaining weight. As you know, when you become obese, and that leads us to develop diabetes, have a lot of issues with our joints, but it was this passion to help a population that is not eating well, that needs some help and guidance when it comes to their health journey in a country that is not theirs. I mentioned earlier, it's not your language. It's hard to understand the medical system here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. There's a culture barrier, and with the passion that we have here, not just the whole team, is how can we help our people navigate their health journey here in this country? How can we educate them? How can we treat them with respect? How can we give them a beautiful shopping experience, a beautiful medical experience in our clinics, a great price and selection when they shop us online? So this desire at the Amuse to help our people with their health. And I mentioned earlier, if you do not have your health, you have nothing. The pandemic really affected mostly or significantly more Latinos and African Americans, and that should not be the case in the future. We need to be stronger, and Milagros is helping Latinos to be stronger and to be in a position of strength in this country.
You are absolutely right. You know, I couldn't have said it any better. I see a lot of this going on with you know, in our community, whether it's a Latino population or African American, or, you know, vice versa or what have you. A lot of people don't have the education. They don't have they don't have the know-how, or they don't have, you know, there's some barrier that's hindering them from moving forward or getting something done for themselves. Now, when you talked about eating really badly, eating food, I feel kind of bad right now because I just carved down like 4 tacos, you know, so I hope you don't hold it against me there. But,
fast food is very tempting, it's very affordable. So we know that it's there. We just want to teach our customers to limit their intake of those, what we call cheap calories. And I mentioned earlier, we do a lot of education. We have a channel in YouTube called Under Milagros in Mexico. We are launching a mobile application very, very soon that will send healthy recipes for free to our whoever wants to download the mobile app. We will send also videos of healthy smoothies, of healthy licuados, things that are easy and simple for our people to eat better, for them to hydrate, for them ideally to exercise. But our passion is, how can we help our community to be healthier? That's all what we are about. It's a healthier Latino here in the U.S.
Definitely. You know, not too long ago, a few weeks ago, actually, I went to a symposium held at the UTSA campus, and the title was called Pláticas and Encuentros, I believe it was, Encuentros. and they talked about a lot of issues concerning, you know, the population focused, they focused on the population in the San Antonio's West Side, and I think the zip code was 78207, I believe. And a lot of the issues that you were describing right now are a lot of the issues, a lot of the barriers that, you know, the people on the West Side are facing right now. Now, the West Side, with this particular region and that zip code, has a lot of history to it. A lot of older generation with a lot of, I mean, it's just submerged in intense history, and they're trying to preserve that. But at the same time, how do we educate, you know, the Latino community, like let's say in that region, and provide them with the resources that they need? And I think, you know, with some members of the city and some members of certain organizations that were there speaking, they were trying to fill that gap. And I think what you have with this Milagros de Mexico, I think that is a key component that could fill that gap, especially for that region, for that historical area of the West Side. And I think, I believe many of the, majority of that population in that area would greatly benefit from that.
Well, I mean, you mentioned communities at the MUS. We place our retail stores in the heart of those communities that need us, that need access to health. So we would love to be, place a store in West San Antonio and serve our people. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
With our service, with our passion, compromise, compromiso with our goal to bring service and health to underserved population. So I'm happy that you mentioned West San Antonio for us to definitely put it on the map and put it in our roadmap when it comes to our sword expansion.
Again, you're doing a phenomenal job. I shouldn't have to tell you that. You're an outstanding man, astounding figure, a pillar in the community, in Latino community. And like I said, I did my research on you and your organization, and I looked and I did some more research and I did some digging. And it's very interesting, especially considering how at one point, now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening to this, I want you to listen very carefully. My understanding, you were a manager at HEB at one point, right?
That is correct.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, manager at HEB at one point. And then from there, you know, you climbed the ladder. I believe you went to hold executive positions in store operations. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. See, now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a simple fact of, you know, working your way up the ladder, you know, learning what you can, because whatever it is that you've learned now here at the bottom can be used for when you get to the top to help other people up. One of the biggest things about being a leader, ladies and gentlemen, is that you lead by example and you help others to become great. Now, Mr. Simbeck, I can see that you are definitely a leader. Your education, also, my understanding, you're a graduate of Harvard University, right?
Yes, that's where I got my
MBA. That's awesome. I was I have to share this with you, I was recently accepted into the Harvard Extension School because I'm over here and I was trying to look for other areas to go to school, you know, without leaving Texas. And when I got the okay, basically from Harvard Extension School, I was really stoked. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. So being a graduate of Harvard itself is phenomenal. It's ladies and gentlemen, that is an Ivy League school, and Mr. Simbeck's portfolio, if you will, is quite impressive. Now, before we say our goodbyes, Mr. Simbeck, is there anything else you would like to add to let the community know?
Well, you mentioned the fact that we're working the way up, and I want to expand on that. I want the audience to know that the sky is the limit when it comes to us pursuing our dreams, and I will be forever grateful to HEB. They taught me a lot. I learned from them a lot. It's an amazing company. But it gave me very good skills for me to then become an entrepreneur. Of course, I did get an indication that it's helping me. But the point here is, we as Latinos, we need to dream big at the MUS. And you're a great example. The fact that you just pursued degree from Harvard, and you got accepted to the extension school. Fantastic, congratulations. But we got to be thinking big when it comes to education. But we also got to be thinking big when it comes to our health. We need to be healthy. We do not need to be unhealthy and a little bit. We don't need to be obese, or we don't need to have issues with whatever ailment. We can be healthy if we eat well, if we exercise, if we hydrate. I invite your listeners, and readers, to think big, because the sky is the limit, and we as Latinos, very soon, more than 35% of the population in the U.S. Just need to be thinking bigger.
Exactly. Exactly. You hit that right on the head right there. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are now just tuning in, this is Ademius. We are doing live on-air radio through RWTC Media Group, Mass Media Communications Radio, strictly for La Prensa Texas newspaper. We are making history for La Prensa Texas newspaper. I have to reiterate on that. And we are speaking with Mauricio Sembeck from California, who is a co-founder and CEO of Milagros de Mexico, a retail chain that caters around health and wellness products for the Latino community. And like you just heard, if you just caught the tail end of that one, to help our community, our people, to be more conscientious about their diet, about their ways of eating, so that we can help preserve our livelihoods, our lives, and live, you know, a little bit longer lives for our children and for our families. Now, Mr. Sembeck has touched down on quite a few areas about business and his background and what he plans to do. And we mentioned about San Antonio. He's talked about San Antonio. For those of you that are now just tuning in, again, Mr. Sembeck has talked about touching down in San Antonio with Milagros de Mexico. Hopefully that could come around, very soon, Mr. Sembeck, because I think, again, the Latino community would be very beneficial for him.